Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of the PGAJ Show. A question for you. Are your most valuable members at the club really your most valuable members at the club? We all have heard it. It's all the members that come in and say, you know how much I spend around here. I want a specialty time or I'm going to quit. And I think that that is one, annoying. And two, a lot of times it's not actually true. If you really look at what a member's bringing in, and I think that you can look at dues, but also at the same time, if it's somebody that's a little bit more vocal about things and maybe creates a little bit of a uncomfortable feeling at the club for a lot of members, you can pretty much just write off the fact that that is at least dues neutral. And if you got rid of that person, the club overall would do better because people would just be happier at the club in general, especially if it's a negative person. But even if it's not a super negative person, but just somebody that really wants special treatment because of all of the, the reasons that they say, really map that out and look at like, what do they actually spend? What are they spending in cart fees? What are they spending in the golf shop? And really understand like what actual revenue they bring in. It could be a lot. It could also be less than you think. And then if you're looking at something like that's somebody that plays, is really a slow player and you're constantly, every time they go out on the golf course, you have to stay the rest of the day, or somebody hourly has to stay the rest of the day so that you can go out on the golf course if there's an issue because you predict there to be one. Start looking at the actual resources that you're putting towards that person and what they're kind of asking you to do, and when you're bending over backwards to kind of make all of these accommodations for them, they're getting more value out of the club than they're supposed to be. So it's caught, they're not spending as much as they should be if they're pulling resources like that. Not that you don't take great care of every member, but a lot of people take advantage of it, especially people that tend to be a little bit more vocal about, they telling you what their value of the club is. And then looking, so that's just one cold hard thing, is looking at like how much they're actually spending, what that value is, and then how much you're actually spending in resources, and then start looking at some opportunity costs too. So start looking at like people saying like, I don't really want to play in the club championship because last time I got paired with this person and I didn't like it. That's a big red flag, and that's a big problem that you're losing more than just the dues, the expenses that you see directly attributable to that. You could start theoretically, well, what if we got three more people to play in this event? What would that look like? Or what if we got, four more people to play in member guests? Or what if, that person that came out to play a practice round or a trial round for their membership didn't get stuck behind this group? Would they have joined? I don't know, 50%, maybe chance that they would have. Start to kind of map those out and understand what that person is costing you. And it just becomes a little bit easier decision financially if you have that backing to either ask that person to leave or to just draw the line and say, no, this is how this is going to be. And I think just working with your general manager, if you're a head golf professional or if you're an assistant golf professional, trying to navigate that as well, of just kind of looking and this person, I'm just kind of curious you need to be careful with this, but I'm just kind of curious what the benefit is here. I've been asked to do this. Like, are we really spending too much in resources to keep this person happy? Kind of help me navigate that. I think is something that you can do too. So, hopefully that helps. Just taking something that just is a feeling and kind of putting some numbers to it, and understanding the impact that that person is having. And a lot of times what you'll find is that person is actually having more of a negative effect on the business that outweighs any cash that they're bringing into the club as well. So it could be the other way as well. They could be spending a tremendous amount of money and you could need to kind of deal with that and do everything that you can to keep that person there, because it might be part of a group that is 20% of your dues line or whatever. So just understanding that and understanding the context, I think, is super helpful. So hope you enjoy that. Definitely check out the website, pgaj.com. I'm putting more and more stuff up there. Definitely posting some more articles. So would like your feedback there on any of those. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I am going to try and continue, and I feel like I say this every time, but I think I only did like 3 or 4 episodes in November, which is unacceptable. So there will be more coming in December, despite the holiday, a more regular scheduled programming for the podcast. So thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.